In Hong Kong, preparations are underway to wake up the territory's nightlife. After a hiatus due to COVID-19 measures, live entertainment will return to bars and restaurants.
Finally, my band is happy, me itself as a musician, that finally we get back. I know it's long overdue.
Under the new restrictions, performers will be required to complete 2 PCR tests a week and rapid tests before entering venues.
The government hopes to allow citizens to resume their normal lives with the infection risk under control.
Groups of up to 12 are now permitted, and dancing at clubs is also allowed. The government hopes these changes will help boost Hong Kong's struggling economy.
A lot of the sectors that we very much rely on for boosting our growth, such as tourism, for example, exports, are really in the doldrums because of the COVID restrictions.
Bar owner John Primer says his business took a hit during Hong Kong's strict COVID-19 measures and had to suspend operations. Still, he says he's optimistic.
Yeah, I think the music scene's going to come back very strong. And a lot of guys during COVID, a lot of the guys wrote music and have recorded it, so they've got a lot of new stuff they want to showcase.
Hong Kong's theme parks, once a popular attraction for domestic and international visitors, are also set to benefit from the policy change.
The new protocol will allow visitors to dine in at theme parks, and while it will take much more to rejuvenate Hong Kong's tourism and entertainment sectors, many say any relaxation in COVID rules will bring much needed relief.
Ocean Park says it's preparing for more visitors to return. Hong Kong has more measures in place than most cities in Asia. There are no quarantine requirements, but mask mandates remain and travellers must do 3 PCR tests within a week of arriving. Experts say the health situation is under control, but there are other factors at play as Beijing pursues a strict zero COVID-19 strategy.
Hong Kong government is more cautious. And of course, they have to look after the interests for the central government in mainland China as well.
As more restrictions are eased, many say allowing a bit more fun might just be what Hong Kong's people and its economy needs. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.